This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
Warning, warning, this is an official warning. The health service recommends you turn off your radio now. This program is not good for you. It will fry your brain.
It will cause lasting insanity.
Oh God!
We don't know why this is happening. You have been warned. I'm gonna count backwards from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Too late.
Like, that sounds like razor blades in my eyes.
We warned you.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
My ears. We warned you. Oh, God, it's too late.
Yeah.
Oh, God, someone poke my eardrums out now. I can't handle it any longer.
Welcome to Sci-Fi and Scream.
welcome to Sci-Fi and Squeam here on Joy 94.9. Thanks again to the fellas earlier, to us, the Sound Museum. And yes, our heart goes out to Orlando, hashtag stand with Orlando and Florida, because of the terrible tragedy that's happened there. We certainly don't condone any sorts of violence and homophobia or any sort of hate. And it is a real disappointment and a terrible tragedy that that has happened. Now, of course, I host the show Broad. I'm Sonia here on Sci-Fi and Squeam, and we talked about it last night. So, yes, just a terrible situation. Now, tonight's show, it's zines and comics, or maybe we should call it Keens. C-I-N-E-S. I don't know if that can be real. But we have Babes in Toyland with Bruce Violet and the American punk rock band formed in Minneapolis, apparently. That's what I got from the internet. But look, it's a great song. And in the background, you can hear the soundtrack, Clint Mansell's latest from it's High Rise, the Ben Wheatley and Amanda Jump film that we talked about last week at the Sydney Film Fest. But tonight it's about zines and comics, and I want to welcome back to the show. They've been on here both, but never at the same time. I've got Bianca and Martin. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey, good to be here. And what are you going to do tonight?
What know. Aren't I going to do?
Yeah.
Just see how it goes, really.
You're the zine expert, though. That's what you said. She laughs.
I'm trying to be a zine expert. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Part of Sticky Institute, for those who don't know. What is Sticky Institute?
Sticky Institute is a zine store in DeGrave Subway under Flinders Street Station. And you can buy and make your own zines there.
Yeah. You can. They have got a beautiful range of photocopy machines, or just one?
Just one. A brand new one.
Wow.
As of 2 weeks ago.
Okay, have you had a christening or whatever it is that you do?
An unofficial christening.
Right, right. Non-denominational.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You don't want to force the photocopier into any... You got to let it choose for itself.
Choose or chew? Chew itself. Like, wouldn't that be really weird? Photocopy that eats itself, like... shreds itself into paper.
Sounds like the beginning of a really bad B-grade horror movie.
Yes, I love those. Tromeo. Are they Tromeo and Juliet and...
Troma.
Yeah, they are rather traumatic when you watch those, but we do love them. I also have, you heard that voice. It's the voice of reason. It's Tim Loy. Welcome.
Hello, thanks.
And why are you here? You're the comic master, I guess.
I do comics.
You do?
I've got my new book here. Well, on the table.
He's tabled
it. Brought it in. It's not, you know, it's not very useful on radio, but it is here.
It's pretty. We can say it's pretty.
Thank you.
And quite maniacal, I suppose, is the word.
It's a bit horrible.
It is a bit horrible.
Yeah.
But we like that here on Sci-Fi and Squeam. It's Mr.
Unpronounceable.
I couldn't say that word.
Yeah.
Where do you get that all the
My
time?
Phone still doesn't predict the text when I'm trying
to...
Yeah, it's really annoying.
I
would have said that name so many times. Or typed it so many times. It's Mr. Unpronounceable and the Infinity of Nightmares is my new book.
Wonderful. Mm. Perfect for Christmas.
Yep.
Sorry, Halloween. Well, middle of the year. It is actually summer.
It's mid-year Halloween.
It's summer in the Northern Hemisphere. It's our winter time, and this is when we should be collecting pumpkins.
Yes.
And probably about end of July is pumpkin time.
Yeah.
Butternut. For those of you who like to squash. But look, let's not get into semantics. But Mr. Unpronounceable, this is number 3, am I right?
Yes.
Gosh, phew. I read the press release. But I couldn't put any of the pretty pictures up. It was a bit hard with the PDF. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
We can fix that all up later. Yep. But if you do head to our Sci-Fi and Squeam page, you'll see a fantastic photo of Tim now. And you can finally link that to his artist Facebook page. I think I might have tagged them correctly. Oh, Bianca's there. Look, there they are. There they are. Look at that. There's the winning winning book. No one can see that on radio, of course.
I know. We both look very excited.
You do. Look, we're still kind of in the Radiophon sphere. It was the big Radiophon week last week here on Joy. But you can still join. You can still go into the running for that fabulous car. And it can be in any colour you like. From blood red to murder.
You want a car?
There's a car to give away.
That's pretty good.
So if you become a member, joy.org.au, easy to do. Just like that if you live on the internet. If you're there all the time, you might as well do it. And we will read your name out. You can be part of this very show. Here we go. All right, so we've also got tonight, we're going to be talking to a lovely woman from the Addams family. That's right, the very famous Morticia. We'll be speaking to her a little bit later in the show. She's also known as Bridget. That's her real human name. Bridget, and I've got to get this right, Malgakarain. I think I hope that they're right, Bridget. I hope she's not listening, actually. No. Good on them. That's a new musical. It starts this this weekend, Saturday the 18th. It's a very special day, I've heard. It's Marshall Brickman and Rick Elise. Music and lyrics by Andrew Leeper. And it's happening here in Melbourne Town. Because it wasn't Sydney. It unfortunately didn't come here to the big theatres, like Princess Theatre and the fancy National Theatre and all that. But it's going to be at Theatre Works, and I like Theatre Works. Who likes Theatre Works? Does anyone know what that is?
No.
Great. It's St Kilda. You know where that is? Yeah.
Oh, my yep. God. No. That's so embarrassing. I used to live in St Kilda.
You never went to number 14 Ackland Street?
No, I didn't.
It's, I think it's a converted converted church. I think it might have been an... what are those quiet people called? The nice quiet people. The Americans, you're in a Quaker, aren't you? One?
Quakers.
Yes, I think it was a Quakers church, and it's really quite cool because it's no steeple. It's not your usual sort of outlay, and it's just like a town hall.
Yeah,
but a bit fancier, I suppose.
How do they decommission churches? Is there like a sort of?
Oh, do they
making it unholy? Do they?
I don't know.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I think they just get a developer in,
just knock it down.
You know, take out all the obvious things.
Yeah.
Probably garage sale those, the statues and the... I don't think Quakers had things to idolise. You would know.
Idols.
Wouldn't you know that, Bianca?
Did they I may be an American, but I was not a Quaker.
Did you just assume she was a Quaker?
It was an East Coast thing, isn't it? Quakerville.
Well, I'm from the West Coast, yeah, so okay. That's why, you know, that I'm must used. Be it.
I think they're Christians. They're not like, you know, they don't worship an idol or anything. Pretty sure that.
Aren't they, I thought Christians like, did. Oh, sorry.
Well,
they're the Church of Friendship or something, aren't they?
Oh, they hold hands in a circle, I think. That's nice.
Yeah.
We all need to do that sometimes. We've also got Clayton is invisible to us here tonight, but he's going to be doing his two-minute review because I said that's all time we've got for you, Clayton, this week. So don't even bother coming in the studio. Just do me a two-minute review of The Conjuring 2 in 2 minutes. Can he do it? We'll find out when I play that a little bit later in the show. So there you are. Or maybe I'll play it a bit earlier to give us a little bit of a break because there's a lot of information tonight for the show. If you have any messages, please let us know, 0427-JOY-949. You can phone 1-300-JOY-949. And at the same time, if you've got three hands by this stage, it's onair@joy.org.au. For any, do you read zines? Do you know anything about zines? What about comics? Are comics your thing? And we're talking about local. You're a local?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I'd say
well,
that.
You know, well, you are now.
I live here. Yeah.
We live here.
Yeah.
There's nobody in this room is Australian born.
No.
It's like that Macbeth. Is it Macbeth? Not a woman born or something.
Sounds like Shakespeare.
It sounds like Shakespeare, but it's not. And you're certainly not Australian as well, Bianca.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way.
Okay.
Whoa.
How would I put it? Oops. Well, I know there's
the
that...
twist.
Well, I know there's that close relationship they have. Is it ANZUS?
Australia, New Zealand, and US.
United States. We're all and well, most of us are ANZUS. Well, we're just Nuz. Nuz.
Nuz.
We've got no A.
I haven't been involved in the military myself, so.
No.
No, I thought about it, but it just looked like too many early mornings. You know what I mean?
I'm not fit enough for that. I can't run that far.
Do you have to do running? I just thought you had to get up.
You fly drones now, don't you?
I thought you just had to get up and clean the toilets with a toothbrush. I saw Full Metal Jacket. Yeah. I know what I'm talking about.
That turned me off the whole thing.
Yeah, it would do. They should play that to anyone who wants to join up. They should play that first and then watch everyone. You know, you can leave quietly. You know, this has got nothing to do with Sci-Fi and Scream. But in any case, we shall be talking more. I think we'll start with Bianca and dissect what she does with photocopy machines. We'll do that first. Here on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
This is my home.
get out now?
No, this is not your house. Now, what's your name?
My name is Bill Wilkins, and I'm 72 years old.
What do you make of that voice?
Sounds confused. Is he senile?
The voice on this tape is coming from an 11-year-old girl.
They're calling it England's Amityville. There is a family that desperately needs our help.
After everything we've seen, there isn't much that rattles either of us anymore. But this one still haunts me.
Does it feel like the voice is coming from inside you?
More like it's coming from behind me. Like I'm being used.
Janet, are you all right?
Stop calling me Janet.
She's such a good girl. What's there wrong with her?
An oppressing spirit will try to force you to commit the ultimate sin.
And what's that?
Murder? Suicide? Or both?
You believe us, don't you?
Sensing a presence?
I'm not sensing anything. All I can sense is their own fear.
Honey, you're bleeding. What is happening?
I had a premonition of your death.
Who's that?
The family's just a pawn. Something inhuman wants to kill you. If we keep doing this... You are going to die.
This is Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. That's right. If you have a message, let us know. If you're going to join up, you still have time to do so. It's easy. Oh, we've actually had a person join up. Earlier on this evening, well, not during our show, but we'll read it out anyway. And that's from Adrian Mount Waverley. Thank you very much. If you haven't already heard your name, there you go, Adrian, of Mount Waverley. You're now a volunteer. Keep those podcasts coming. Volunteers do a great job. Thank you so much. That's awesome. I presume he said that. We'll read that out anyway. Thanks, Adrian. Now, don't forget joy.org.au, and you can still go into the draw to become a member of something really special. Now we've got a bit of something special. We'll be talking to... you know what I might do? I might do The Conjuring, because I want to know what happens.
I want to know about this as well.
Okay, good.
Because people were talking about it on Facebook on my way here, and I didn't get
really?
To read the comment thread.
About The Conjuring.
About The Conjuring.
Oh.
I'm into it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you don't want to hear what happens, it might. I'm not sure. I didn't ask him how spoilery it is.
I think it's based on a true story anyway. So.
Well, he's got to do it in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much if he can... Yeah, it's all true.
It's all true.
So there are dead people. I see dead people and all that. All right, here we go. This is Clayton, or Claytox, as we like to call him. He's usually on the box talking about TV, but here we go. Here's The Conjuring, and this is The Conjuring in 2 minutes, hopefully, 2 minutes or less. Enjoy.
I would like to return your ultimate belt. I won it as a prize at the Star Trek convention, although I find their choice of prize highly illogical, as the average Trekker has no use for a medium-sized belt.
Oh, fat, sarcastic Star Trek fan. You must be a devil with the ladies.
Very well. I must hurry back to my store, where I dispense the insults rather than absorb them.
And now, Claytox on the box. Only on Joy 94.9.
After everything we've seen, there isn't much that rattles either of us anymore. But this one still haunts me.
This is my home. Get out now.
No, this is not your house. Now, what's your name?
My name is Bill Wilkins, and I'm 72 years old.
What do you make of that voice?
Sounds confused. Is he senile?
The voice on this tape is coming from an 11-year-old girl.
Australia's James Wan returns to the director's chair for the sequel to his 2013 hit, The Conjuring. We take a second trip into the world of Lorraine and Ed Warnos as they head to England to investigate the suspected haunting of a mother and her four children. Based on true events, the Enfield Poltergeist is one of the most investigated and documented hauntings in history, with elements of the haunting being recorded and played on air in England. Wan's interpretation of these events goes far beyond what is documented, adding his own mythos on top of the public record. While it is difficult to believe much of the film, this does not detract from the excellent piece of storytelling. Relying on psychological horror and little blood or gore, this is good old-fashioned horror, worthy of a film made at the time this film is set, the late 70s. Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson reprise their roles as Lorraine and Ed, both giving excellent performances that reflect well on the story. Frances O'Connor, who is also currently starring in ABC's Clever Man, is a fantastic addition to the cast, and you absolutely feel for her character. However, I think the greatest acting accolade needs to go to Madison Wolf, whose performance of Janet, the primary victim of the haunting, is a powerhouse for such a young actress. If you missed the original, there is no need to fear. The film is entirely standalone and you will not be left wondering about anything. Highly recommended. I am giving this 8 out of 10 and is in cinemas now. Happy hauntings from Claytox.
Kia ora, this is Taika Waititi, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94... Is there a dot in there?
Yes, just point.
94.9. Kia ora, this is Taika Waititi. Stuntman, actor, director, lover, friend, confidant, shoulder to cry on. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Suck my left one. Take one. Let's roll.
Suck my left one!
Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Who's this?
You're what is listening it? To the Zane Scene with Bianca Martin. Only on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
There you
Hi.
Go.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. So I'm in tonight to talk about some fanzines because I know there's nothing more than Sonia enjoys than nerding out about pop culture.
I usually wear gloves when it comes to Xerox because in the old days, Xerox ink, you know, like would get on your fingers.
It's improved.
It has.
It has improved over
oh,
the
very
years.
Very good. Yay. Sorry, Bianca.
No, no.
Go for it.
So I've just got a collection of fanzines here with me about anything and everything. The biggest one here is a 30th anniversary tribute to Prince's Purple Rain.
Wow.
And
I don't know who she is, but...
You don't know who Prince is.
Oh, I thought you said Princess. Sorry.
I must have had a heart attack.
That was amazing.
I thought, did you thought she said Princess?
No.
Okay, sorry.
It's the accent.
It's the earwax in my head. Okay. Okay, all right. Start again.
So it can be as big as you'd like it to be, like this one, which includes drawings as well as a CD of covers, which I hear Prince would have hated.
Why?
He hated people covering his work. He hated anything of his to appear on the internet. He hated any sort of reproduction without his permission.
Because that was tough. Like, I must admit, it was 3 or 4 in the morning. I'm probably raving here, but I think it was 3 or 4 in the morning when I found out that he'd passed away. And, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. I just burst into tears. It was also because I ran out of wine, but seriously. No, I was like, I was really upsetting. I didn't do that for Bowie. I didn't actually cry.
Yeah.
I wanted to cry for Bowie so much. Really, because everyone else was. And I really wanted to, because it was terrible. But for Prince, I was like, my God, this is awful. Yeah, and I tried to find stuff on the old internet to play a video.
Yeah.
Couldn't find anything.
No. His lawyers would crack down as soon as it got online.
There's a lot more now, though, isn't there?
It's starting to trickle through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So you can make a huge, huge, huge elaborate fanzine, or it can just be a tiny little one, like this one full of quotes from Courtney Love.
That is small. If someone could see that.
It's called The Little Book of Courtney.
Can you read some quotes?
I can.
There's not a lot to say about her, is there?
She has some very interesting...
experience.
Very interesting things, but like also some very inspiring things. This one's less so. Oh, no, I'm not going to read that one.
Okay.
So I should have prepared one earlier. Now I feel...
This is the one that I prepared earlier.
Yeah.
That one. It's still microwavable. Now, photocopy machines and microwaves, is there any relationship there?
Because
they're about the same era, same age, and same mother?
I think this is the same inventor.
Same inventor.
I don't actually know. Are you pulling my leg?
I'm just going.
No, that's not me.
Probably though.
Keep going. Oh.
So we've got any quotable quotes from Courtney that are legible?
If you treat a girl like a dog, she's gonna piss on you.
Okay. Or she can chew your leg, maybe, if she's hungry.
I can't vouch for how accurate that might be. It might be accurate in Courtney's world, so...
Okay. Yeah, I would say fascinating woman.
So that's a little tidbit of knowledge that, you know, you can learn.
Mm-hmm. But what about yourself? Do you actually make... Because do you produce these yourself? You make something yourself?
So these ones I've brought in are all just ones that... I myself am a fan of.
Yep.
But I do make a zine called Fangirl, Girl G-R-R-L.
Grill, like...
Yeah.
Toast and grill.
Back to the microwaves.
Like, well, you can't really grill in a microwave.
No,
you're thinking
true.
Of one of those, what do they call, rotisserie things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A George Foreman
type
one of those things.
Yeah, boxing one.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, now I'm thinking of Muhammad Ali, and I'm depressed.
It's been a year, hasn't it?
It's been a knockout year. It's been like the 69 Club, and I don't mean...
Not in the good way.
No, I said that to Lucy Lawless. I said, oh, you don't, you know, make sure you can beat that 69 Club. Don't join the 69 Club. Well, she's not 69, she's only 48. And she goes, what are you talking about? What does that mean? And you're not very subtle. And is this recorded? Something like that.
Whoa. Oh.
That was so cute. Or cute. She said cute.
cool.
Sorry, Bianca.
No, that's okay.
Your whole segment. This is Bianca's segment, everybody. I just want to say that from now until eternity, she will be doing zines on Sci-Fi and Scream.
Yes.
If she wants to come back, that is.
No, of course I'll come back. Oh, I'll always come back for you. So, and there are endless things to talk about in fanzines because there will always be fans and there will always be people who want to gush about the stuff that they love.
And it's the DIY, I think, that aspect as well for zines, because people feel they can be actually in something, they can be included in something, they can feel...
Absolutely.
That tangibility, I suppose.
Yeah, and Melbourne has a nice little zine community, and that it's not really, like, stressful to be part of the way that some, like, fandoms can be a bit stressful to be part of.
The beef. The beef happens.
The big conventions can be, really quite overwhelming. Really overwhelming. The queues, the anticipation, the rejection, the loneliness and the sadness, and when the glue doesn't work, it doesn't stick, if you're a cosplayer. Things can go... There's a lot of build-up around conventions, and we've just had a big one, Oz Comic Con. Were you at that one, Tim?
No, I wasn't.
Okay,
that was pretty big.
Yeah. Like, when I mean big, it's like crowds and crowds of people. We don't have that for zines, although the Festival of the Photocopy, which was earlier this year, was pretty packed.
It was huge this year.
It's the best.
How
much
many tables did you have this year? Did you have? No. Did
I personally had about half the stand. No. Yeah. I think there were 80 to 100.
Wow.
I don't really know, to be honest with you. It was a lot. It was one of the biggest years that they've ever had. So
it was just wall-to-wall zines.
Yes. I spent more money than I made, definitely.
That's the way it works. You were there.
I was there. I was at that one. Yeah.
How did it go for you? Did you spend more than you made?
No, I didn't have any money at all.
Oh.
And all the money goes back to my publisher, Milk Shadow Books.
Nice.
So what am I doing? I shouldn't plug that now. I should plug that later.
You can plug it again later.
I'll plug it again later. Yeah. But I was at the zine fair, and it was good. Ooh. Yeah, I like those more than the big cons.
Because there's quite a big crossover with comics and zines.
Totally.
So did you start out, like, self-publishing?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Hey, look at this. This is great. You've just taken over my job. Awesome. I like it. Keep going. I'm just a fly on the wall.
I was self-publishing when I was, like, 17, 16 and 17, putting out, like, just photocopied comics.
Yeah.
Same thing as a zine, really. I don't know. Is there even a sort of... Like, where is the line? Like, when is it a zine? When is it a self-published comic?
We've been talking
about
this quite for the past few weeks in the store, like, where the line is drawn between...
I guess it's just content, you know? Like, I mean, a magazine is definitely a magazine, and a comic is a comic, but, I mean, if they're both self-published, it's sort of somehow...
I feel like being self-published makes it a zine, whereas if it's, like, a larger publication...
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that what you have now is a zine anymore.
That's not a zine anymore.
No.
That's got a spine.
Yeah.
Is that what makes it different?
Not necessarily.
A spine? Like, you know, like an actual... It's fancy, and it's...
It's fancy.
It's...
I think the difference is having, like, a person between you and the production.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Which
like
is
like a yes man.
Well, yeah.
Or a no man.
A no man. No, a yes man. A yes man. A good man. To say that. Yeah, I guess that's it. You know, if you have somebody publishing your work, you can't really claim to be self-publishing anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just that, isn't it? Yeah.
And how long have you been with Sticky Institute?
I've been volunteering on and off since I moved to Melbourne for the last 3 years or so, depending on work and life. And
what's an average day in a zine cloister?
Lots of freaking out about why the photocopier isn't doing what it's meant to be doing.
But hey, you got a new one.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's pretty cool.
It's been going well.
Yeah. Do you give it pep talks in the morning?
I do. Before I used it for the first time, I was like, we're brand new, but, you know, let's get off on the right foot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been good so far. But because me and the old one, we didn't get along.
Why?
I don't know.
You weren't there at the beginning.
Yeah, and he would just kind of print things in reverse and
just
break down. But that's okay.
Mm.
It's in the past now.
Mm. And so volunteering there, like, how many hours have you done, do you think?
overall.
Well, I mean,
I'm a zine maker, not a mathematician.
Well, that could be a zine, couldn't it? That could be a zine, you know.
So I do 3 to 6 hours every week, depending on my levels of enthusiasm and how busy things are.
Mm. You should start scratching lines in the wall, and then you'd be able to keep count from now on.
Right, yeah, like, what's it called? No. Castaway.
Yeah.
You know, and get a volleyball and call it Zine Master, I think. Zines are amazing, I think. There was the World Fair Zine. Oops. Other Worlds. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. World I zine. Haven't actually been up to Sydney for that one.
Mm. That's they're trying to get some momentum there. And they always say to me, they say, Sticky Institute is the beacon of light. And I tell them that's because we're open late. No, because this is Melbourne and we're open after 4 p.m. That was a cruel, cruel thing to say to them. Poor things. It's tough up in Sydney.
Yeah. Cruel but true. They need to hear the harsh truth.
The harsh truth. And yes, I don't think they have anything quite like Sticky.
No, they don't.
So that is sad. They need something.
But Sticky does have an online mail order for, you know, people who can't make it into the city.
Look at that. So you would accept Sydney people?
Of course.
Okay, right. Oh, that's good. Now, as far as, look, what I did notice for the recent Festival of the Photocopier, which was held at the Town Hall, as it is every year, or has been for the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Yes.
I think, yeah. I did notice more queer artists and queer zines. What's that all about? Do you have any opinion on that?
My opinion is that it is good.
It is good. But I noticed more, maybe 5 or 6, maybe more.
I would certainly hope there would be more.
Mm, that identified.
Yeah.
Unlike previous years, it might have been just 2. That's getting bigger.
Getting bigger, yeah.
Do you have any favourite zines? Oh, well, you've brought them in, haven't you? Oh. What am I talking about? God.
They're all favourites.
There are more there.
There are more.
Yeah.
I'm interested in
something
over there.
Nice little one. Actually, I'll talk about the one that my housemate / bandmate / soul sister made because I love her dearly. It's a fanzine about Morrissey from The Smiths.
Oh, Morrissey.
And it just talks about the time that Alice went to see Morrissey live and what a magical experience it was.
Oh, Saw. Like, he's not in Saw, is he?
No. That's
my poor grandma. Franchise. No, that's cool. with Morrissey in it, he'd be great in a Saw movie.
He'd be harsh, I reckon.
He would be. You're not a vegan? You're going to get your toes taken off and fried. I don't know.
Why does Morrissey have an American accent?
Because it's an American franchise. I don't know.
He probably wouldn't. He'd probably insist on doing his own
because
voice.
I pick up accents. Look, because you're here in the studio. And it's terrible, terrible. Sorry. That looks interesting. And we're talking about the Girl Freedas, of course.
My band.
That's it. Your band. You formed them and... Are they listening?
I hope so.
And why aren't you the lead singer?
Because it's really hard to play drums and sing at the same time.
What's her name could do it. You know,
Meg White.
Yes.
Wait, did she sing?
Not really.
No.
No. No, I was thinking of the other one.
Karen Carpenter.
Yes, I loved her.
Yeah.
Love her.
It's a guy from The Monkees, does it?
The who?
The Monkees.
Oh,
the
really?
The Monkees, come on.
The Monkees?
Jeez.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look up The Monkees.
Okay, I'll
look
up. You
don't
know who The Monkees are?
I'm not sure.
Hey, Hey, We're The Monkees?
Oh, yes.
The Monkees.
The cartoon?
No.
It was a cartoon.
The band.
It was
a band. And they had their own TV show.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, they were like manufactured.
Yeah.
No, oh, they were real. Michael Nesmith, that's the guy.
Yes, I think.
I think he had a zine. No, actually, Michael Nesmith was in a hotel room. This is right. I remember now. It was Christchurch. It was a hotel room. Michael Nesmith. I was doing room service. No, long story short, I said, look, you should watch this TV program. It's called Radio Pictures. You should watch that. And he watched it. And then he went back to America and did MTV.
Is this a real story?
Yeah.
You went from not knowing who the Monkees are to...
Well, I knew who Michael Nesmith was. I didn't know who the Monkees are. He did that Rio song or whatever. But yeah, so he goes, this is an interesting show. And Karen was on there and everything, and what's his name? And then he did MTV.
Right. Should sue.
I said, no. Well, I actually said to him, it's not going to work. Like, Nobody wants to watch. Nobody watches Karen anyway. Radio Pictures. People go, oh, yeah, it's a video, and she talks about the video, and then.
This story is getting more and more elaborate. I'm not sure what to believe and what not to believe.
Well, it's just a shame that we now have got some messages to play here on Sci-Fi and Scream. And then I've got to play, the, of course, the Addams Family. Oh, we've got to talk about Tim. Gosh, I keep forgetting about you, Tim. I don't mean that, really. It is quite rude of me.
It's fine.
It's been a long week. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah,
this is Sci-Fi and Scream. Don't forget, if you have a zine or a favourite comic, do you know who Tim Malloy is? You should do by now. Mr. Unpronounceable, it's number 3 in the series.
If you have a fanzine about Tim.
Has anyone tried to do that? Like Mr. Unpronounceable, but tried to zine him?
Like flash fiction.
Like, like rip him off, basically.
No, a few people have drawn, like, you know, sort of little splash pages or, you know, their own little drawings of him. Good drawings of him, I should say, which is nice. I think that's what people do more in comics. They do, like, a, you know, the character doing something and
action.
Nobody's tried to sell them at cons, though, for $20 a pop or whatever.
Well, they probably wouldn't
be
able.
Mad.
Yeah, that would
nobody
be
would
mad.
Buy them. They don't buy them off me when I have
no
them.
No one would buy them. No one would, you know, no one would dare do that.
It's pretty unpopular. So
no one would think about doing that anyway. It's just
wouldn't be a good business model.
Intellectual property rights and all of that.
Yeah.
Do you have a sign in Sticky Institute that talks about that? Like, it's okay to share information, but not to steal.
No, we don't stuff. Actually.
No one's ever done that. No one's come in with a camera and taken photos of every single zine and then.
Well, that would probably take way too long. We let people take photos and stuff, but I guess
you're okay with
we
that?
Try and trust people that they'll do the right thing.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good. Don't have to worry about that. Okay. This is Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9.
This is Astron 6, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Should you have said your name, though? Matt from Astron 6?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Right.
Hey, this is Matt from Astron 6, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Yes, this is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. We've been talking about zines and comics and things, and we had, of course, The Conjuring. Oh, we've had a message. I feel completely honoured to be followed by Taika Waititi. Oh, he's following you on internet, is he? Thank you, Clayton. It's 2 minutes as long as you don't include my Star Trek belt intro. Well, I did. I did put it in. So it was about 2 minutes and 42 seconds, but you're forgiven, or forgive me. I don't know what that is, but we'll just forget about that one. Anyway, yes, back to the business of the show tonight. We had a little chat to someone called Bridget, also known as Morticia, and it's the Addams Family. It starts this week. I feel like I've been talking about it a lot, actually, but it was off air when we talked about it. Pretty much it starts Saturday the 18th. It's running only till the 25th, very short window of time, or should we say a crack in the coffin of time. And let's have a listen to that. This is Sci-Fi and Scream. Don't forget to message us, 0427JOY949. Or you can try the Facebook page, because there's some awesome pictures there of my guests before the show. Maybe we should do some after the show shots. There's quite a remarkable difference. All right, no, just kidding. This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy.
Sweet. This is Naomi Grossman. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on 94.5.
I'm a pinhead. This is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, and we're getting a little bit spooky and a bit kooky. I think that's the right theme tune, but it's the Addams Family, or at least it's Mother Addam. I don't think she likes to be called that, but we have Bridget Myla Corain, who plays Morticia. Morticia Addams, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sonia. Thanks for having me. Dark elements for sure, but it's definitely a very fun show as well. We have a lot of comedy and dark humour and lots of fun gags thrown in there as well.
The Addams Family's musical. It's the new musical, and it's going to be running from the 18th of June to the 25th, a very small window of opportunity to see it. But you're playing Morticia Addams. How did you come across this role?
I'm in a course studying music theatre at university, and was lucky enough to be a taller lady, so there's something very looming about Morticia's presence, and yeah. I think that definitely was on my side. So there's actually two of us playing Morticia for this one, so we're helping everybody have a go. And it's been fantastic so far, having rehearsals and getting to play some character that's quite recognisable and sort of iconic in many ways, I think. Yeah, she's got a strong, powerful presence and sort of the dominating one in the relationships, which I enjoy.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, people know it from the TV show, of course, and more recently the stage show, and of course your version. Is this the same as the stage show that was, I believe it was in Sydney last year?
It is, yeah. Yep. So okay. It was originally on Broadway in 2011, and was in Sydney last year, and we're lucky enough to be bringing it to Melbourne for the first time. So we're very excited.
Great, cool, because it's the Marshall Brickman and Rick Elise, and it sets up that original story. Now, playing these characters, I mean, it's pretty morbid when you think about it, but what's been one of the fun things, I suppose, that you do as Morticia?
I think one of the most exciting things is that we're playing the family in sort of a future setting where Wednesday is all grown up, and she's found what the family would consider a normal boy. So a lot of the fun comes between the interplay between the Addams family and this boy's family who come over for dinner, finding the differences between what the Addams assume is normal in their own kooky way and the sort of sheer shock horror of this family that come to visit. So I think there's a lot of fun to be had in that.
Yeah, it just plays that dynamicism between two different worlds, really. And I think that's the great thing about, well, the original show. It was like, this is a family where you dare not, you know, you dare not even think that such a family exists. But
yeah. I think they're normal, so I think it's quite fun to play such a heightened state, but completely truthful, because you think that's what the world is. So,
are you a goth now? Do you think you're in the goth world? You'd be.
Well, I think I could dabble. Of course, it's quite interesting, the juxtaposition between the goth elements, and then it's also a musical, which is that really sort of bright, high energy kind of thing as well. So I think making The Addams Family into a musical and slotting in that theatrical song elements has also made it really interesting for us to explore.
Great. That's cool. So how long have you been part of the process, the show now?
We started rehearsing at the end of April, and we've been pretty intensive. Because we're in a university course, we still have other classes, but we're rehearsing four times a week. And, yeah, we're almost into production mode, so it'll be very exciting for us to get down to Melbourne to the theatre, because we're based in Ballarat. So for
us, yeah,
a fantastic opportunity to be on display in Melbourne and really show everybody what we can do.
Be on display. It's already, it's got those elements already.
Yeah, I think so. This is our last year, so we're very excited to get out there into the professional world, and I think a lot of us are just very welcoming this opportunity to be, in a public arena.
It's very black humour, of course, a very dry humour. I'm just hoping that people will get it. I think this time of year is perfect because everyone wears black anyway in Melbourne, don't they?
That's it. We're just going to slot right into the Melbourne scene, and probably no one will even notice until we get into the theatre. So.
Yeah, and you yourself, your background, you've already, you know, got some experience there. What have you been doing?
Yeah, this is, again, my third year of this course. And previously I was studying at a university in Melbourne and did a lot of student theatre and had the opportunity to write my own cabaret and perform that at a small festival. So,
wow, cool.
For me, this has been an exciting journey, and glad I'm on the path that I know I want to be doing. So I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled to be a part of this.
And so tell us about the rest of the cast, because this is your chance to, you know, put the knife in. They're not present, so.
Ooh. It's wonderful. We've got all the Addams regulars. So we've got, of course, Gomez and Wednesday and Pugsley and Uncle Fester, who I think will be a crowd favourite. He's definitely one of the comical elements of the show. Yeah, we have the Beinekes, so they're the family that come to visit. And I think that's really nice that there's these new characters brought in that the audiences wouldn't be familiar with, so someone that they can get to know and compare to the Addamses. And then we have the ancestors, so they sort of act as ensemble narrative members, and they carry the audience through the journey that the families are going on. So a whole bunch of dead people on stage, really.
Dead people.
Is what it is. Yeah.
I see dead people. Well, I guess, you know, they're easy to put up, aren't they, overnight? Because you just put them outside. It's cold anyway outside. They should fit right at home. It's blinking freezing.
It is. Well, Ballarat is often colder than Melbourne. So,
true.
I'm feeling it, believe me. We're minus temperatures, but we soldier on.
Just like your name, you know, Morticia. Perfect. All right. So where can people go to find out more about this version of The Addams Family, a new musical?
There's ticketing information on the Theatre Works website, theatreworks.com.au. And we also have an Instagram to follow our company.
Oh, cool.
Which is FedUnimt, so FedUnimt. And we've been posting a lot of videos and pictures of our process, and people can get on board. We'd love a lot of support. Our first trip down to Melbourne would be really wonderful for people to get out and support this family.
Mm, yes. And will the family be appearing anywhere else? Like, you know, showing
not
up
as
anywhere?
Yeah. But now you've sparked it. Maybe we can
uninvited
arrange some cemetery trips. And
you might want to Instagram those. Instagram some. Get yourself down to the. Don't get arrested though. But get yourself for lurking. But because you can't. You know, you got to watch out. There's cameras everywhere in Melbourne. But get yourself down to the cemetery there over in Carlton and do some Instagram shots. I'm sure, Bridget. It's been great speaking to you, Bridget. Or shall we say Morticia Addams?
Morticia,
yeah. Talking about The Addams Family, the new musical, 18th of June to the 25th of June, of course, at the wonderful Theatre Works. I love it there. That's 14 Ackland Street. Yeah, it's gorgeous, isn't it? And it's so close to all the action on St Kilda. Gosh, that sounded cheesy, didn't it? All the action.
Come to the show. Have a wonderful evening.
Go to the beach.
The whole package kind of deal.
And you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Yes, Sci-Fi and Squeam with Joy. And thanks again to Bridget, wonderful Bridget, for talking to us about The Addams Family. And she's going to be Morticia, starts this Saturday. Excellent. At Theatre Works. And, of course, next week we'll be talking about Blood Punch. Ah, yes, the man, or the producer that brought us Defgasm brings us Blood Punch. Of course he does. Ant Timpson, and we'll be talking to Milo Cawthorn, who's worked with Rose MacGyver. Rose MacGyver, of course, is an iZombie, and Rose MacGyver was at Oz Comic Con last week, and I saw her through a telescopic lens. That's as close as I could get. Never mind. Now we've had zines and comics, but mainly zines, because now we need to get Tim to tell us a bit more about Mr. Unpronounceable and
The Infinity of Nightmares.
Yes.
Yes.
Where do you come up with these names for books like this?
I don't know. It just sort of comes to me. I think it's just a torrent sometimes. Sometimes it's a trickle. Mm. Just information. I don't know. Like, I just sit down and I start working. And I think I'll have an idea and I'll go, oh. And I might write it down, and then 8 months later it's like, well, that's the best thing I've got for the title. And then I've written things to do with the title.
And you can't change it. Do you want to change that one?
No, I think it's good.
Right.
It's
too late.
You kind of need a bit of a banner or a flag to fly under to keep yourself sort of going. You know, it's like, this is a book now, it's got a title.
But who is this person?
Mr. Unpronounceable.
Yeah, is he you?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, yes. It's all me, of course. It's all Mr. Unpronounceable is, I guess, maybe lots of things. He's not a likable person. He's a kind of self-righteous loon with delusions of grandeur, who's sort of on this endless kind of quest to, you know, find secret knowledge and sort of be better than everybody else and learn magic and control, you know.
It's a very New Zealand thing.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, I guess it's that that's the tall poppy thing. He's the one who got away. But yeah, no, I mean he's a homeless necromancer. He wanders through a dream world having horrible things happen to him, and I guess maybe I am sort of torturing my own, a part of my own psyche that I don't want let loose.
Well, I hope you keep being tortured, because and it's just fabulous. It's so fantastical. You know, it reminds me, if people want an image, I guess it would be if Guillermo del Toro sort of collided with, I don't know, Terry Gilliam, and they had a spontaneous baby.
Thanks.
Mutant baby. It would be you. I mean, no, it would be your books, your artwork. Well, and you do everything by hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before it's printed, obviously.
Yeah. I work digitally, though, these days. Mm-hmm. So it's all done on a Wacom Cintiq.
Cool.
Which makes it faster, although that took me a year and a half, so...
It's God a lot knows. Of passion, a lot of work.
It's a pretty big book, though.
Mm. Yeah, it's bigger. It's a little bit bigger than the. You have a look at that. It's a little bit bigger than the last one. It was
how
meant.
How many grams is it?
It weighs exactly the same as a human soul.
Ooh, that's 25 grams. I believe.
20. It's probably a bit heavier.
Yeah, if we go by Naomi Watts' calculations.
Yeah.
Hmm. Look, fantastic. How can people find out where to get their little mitts on that?
Well, it's launching at a gallery called the Bien Art Gallery, mm-hmm. Which is in Brunswick on Sparta Place. It's a new gallery. They're really amazing. Cool. They do lots of... should link to that if you can.
Yeah, I will put that up later.
The show is called Transmogrify. It's like a little group show, me and two other guys, Ben Howe and Jake Hempson. So comics launching there, and there'll be also some art, like, you know, some traditional... watercolors from me some oil paintings and some sculptures from the other guys. And the book will come out then, and then you'll be able to get it through Milk Shadow Books, who are my publishers, and various other places, comic stores if you're in the city.
Yeah,
definitely All Star Comics.
Whenever you have an event, when you've got your books on a table, you have to fight back the crowds. You really do, people.
Wow.
So you've got to get in there.
Yes, you're right. You can get in there.
Get a signed copy.
Yeah, it'll be a good launch, though. I've been to a few there, and they've been pretty busy, and the wine keeps coming. The wine keeps flowing. That's important.
Yes. Did you say wine or why?
Wine.
Oh, the whys keep questioning.
First the wine, then the whys.
Yes. But we have got about 40 seconds left. This has been the fastest interview ever. Thank you, Tim.
That's all right.
Look, thank you again. What's your website? Do you have a website yourself?
TimMalloy.com. Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Is my website. Mm-hmm. And that will link to all kinds of other, you know, social media badges, things. My
Did
MySpace.
You say bitches or badges?
Bitches.
Social media bitches.
Social media places.
Oh, dear. Well, we're going to have to finish you off, finish the show off.
Okay.
But thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's great. And thank you, Bianca.
Thanks, Sonia.
For the zine scenes and what's going on in Melbourne, Sticky Institute, etc. Do you have a blog? No?
No.
Sticky has something.
Sticky has a website, just stickyinstitute.com.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll let you go, and we've got Behind the Curtain up next with Colin. So we'll have a listen to that. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll podcast this later in the week. Cross fingers. Actually, I've still got a podcast last week, so yeah. Going to be busy this week, but thanks for coming in, both of you.
Cheers.
This has been Sci-Fi and Squeam, getting a bit sticky there in the mouth, on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi-and-squeam for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.